Gail Conway has the business news for us now.
Thanks, Maggie. Gold prices have been nearing record highs in dollar and euros for weeks as geopolitical risks and Trump tit-for-tat tariffs are shaping market trends and keeping prices elevated. Gold bullion is viewed as a traditional hedge against rising inflation and geopolitical uncertainties. Mark O'Byrne, founder of Tara Gold and Silver Limited, is in studio to shed some light on recent developments. Mark, let's just explain this a bit. Is gold holding steady today, the current price, and how is it measured, and how far off the current record high is it?
Imagine my era. It's steady overnight, but we should always focus on the long term, obviously. Pricing is basically determined by the risk in the world. It's probably the leading barometer of risk in the world. So when gold prices go higher over the medium and long term, whether it be a month or a quarter year, generally means there's more risk in the world. So unfortunately, there's risk in the world today, and therefore the gold price has gone to record highs in every currency, the dollar, the euro, the pound. And it's a few dollars and a few euros from all-time record highs, not just in the dollar and the euro, but in every single fiat currency in the world. So Yeah.
So is it per ounce? What kind of price are we looking at the moment?
It's hovering around $2,936 per ounce. But in euro terms, obviously Irish people need to think in terms of the euro, because that's where our exposure is. It's about €2,800 per ounce.
So why does this matter now? Is gold seen as a safe haven for investors?
It is, yeah. It's basically, it's money. It's a monetary reserve, and the biggest buyers of gold in the world today are the central banks. So the central banks bought over 1,000 metric tons in 2023, over 1,000 metric tons in 2024, and the forecast to buy at least 1,000 metric tons and maybe a lot more in 2025, given the scale of risk in the world, the geopolitical risk in particular, but there's also significant economic risk and indeed monetary risk, because the currencies are basically being devalued. Valued because there's a huge increase. I think the US is on the verge of a debt crisis, unfortunately, given the scale of the debt over there. It's $36 trillion, and they've got $99 trillion in unfunded liabilities. And these are real liabilities that are coming due in the coming years as the baby boomers retire. So there's Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. So, yeah, there's a real risk of a debt crisis in the US. And I think there's a lot of distraction with Trump and what's going on there, you know, in terms of, and sometimes people get distracted with war, shall we say.
Yeah, so with US President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs on every country that imposes taxes on US imports, it could potentially be an inflationary move. And this, like you were saying, would probably drive the demand for gold.
It is driving a huge demand for gold around the world. Absolutely, yeah. And that's going to continue, you know, because it right now it's the big money, it's the central banks, it's large investors, it's institutional demand, and the Main Street doesn't know much about it because it's still a sort of a niche investment. It's not that popular in many Western countries, and like in Asia, where in Asia it's just automatic, and countries like Germany as well.
So, as you mentioned, the man on the street there, how does this affect Irish people? It's not usually a popular part of portfolio for Irish investors.
Yeah, it doesn't impact them that much. But it impacts them if they don't own gold, because gold is a hedge. And you know, we have a cost of living crisis. People think the price of things is going up. The price of things are going up. It's actually more the purchasing power of the currency is losing value. So by owning gold in a portfolio, or actually saving gold in the same way the central banks save in gold, you're actually protecting your wealth. So it's a form of, it's, people think gold is a speculation. It's about making money. It's not actually about making money at all. It's about protecting what you have. So yeah, it's wealth. So it's called wealth preservation. So the old adage is you put 10% of your money and your wealth into gold, and you hope it doesn't work, because if it does work, it means the other 90% of the portfolio of your savings are potentially being devalued.
Okay, we'll leave it there for this morning. Mark O'Byrne, founder of Tara Gold and Silver Limited, thanks for your time this morning.